The internet is starting to have a profound impact on China, urban China at least. And in today's installment of a three-part series on the web in China, we hear about its social implications. Only 15 years ago in China, relationships with anyone outside your family were carefully regulated by the state. Now social barriers are being broken down. A new type of equality is emerging through the web, as well as a whole new way to meet people. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Cao Yang sits tapping away at the computer on his desk on the 30th floor of one of Shanghai's tallest office buildings. Cao is only 23, but he's already been married 5 times. Each time he invited friends, had a wedding registry, and let off firecrackers in the traditional Chinese way. But the weddings have not been real. They've been online marriages that Cao has gone through in very elaborate fashion through a website called The Ninth City. Since the web really took off in China in the late 1990s, finding a boy or girlfriend online has become almost commonplace. Cao and many others have now taken it to another level.
The internet has completely changed the old way of doing things, the old way of meeting friends, especially boyfriends and girlfriends. It's changed the way people relate to each other in society.
The Ninth City is one of many websites that create a whole imaginary world for Chinese people online. Cao says he can't imagine his real life anymore without his imaginary life within the Ninth City. Tens of thousands of people take part simultaneously, living in a virtual world as if it were real. You can invite people to your virtual apartment, get sent to virtual jail for breaking the rules of the city, even stand for election in the city's online parliament. Cao admits its popularity owes a lot to escapism. Urban China is changing fast, he says, but there are still limits to how easily young Chinese people can fulfill their dreams in real life.
There are lots of things that you can't get in real life, but you can get them in your imaginary life online. If you're nobody in real life, you can get some status online. You can climb to the top.
The Chinese government may be doing everything to prevent a political revolution being organized on the internet, but it seems there's already a social revolution going on. The internet is helping create civil society in China, and it's not just changing the whole way Chinese people relate to each other, it's achieving something that more than 50 years of communism never achieved, a measure of equality between people. And it's helping previously marginalized people to come to terms with who they are. The On-Off Bar in central Beijing is one of the capital's most prominent gay bars. Western music, lots of beautiful people, mainly men, and male prostitutes readily available for about $40 a night. Chu Tian is a young gay man sitting chatting with friends early one evening. There couldn't be a more striking example of how the internet has changed one Chinese person's life. Chu grew up in the countryside, the son of peasant farmers. He remembers he was attracted to boys from an early age. There was no information, and he presumed he must be the only person who felt this way. But he couldn't share his fears with anyone because they would think he was sick. He became suicidal. Then, as one of the most intelligent boys at the village school, he won a coveted place at college and traveled to Beijing to study. There, just as the internet was coming into China in the late 1990s, he discovered online that there were millions of people like him, and his life changed forever.
The web changed my life, maybe saved my life. In fact, has saved the lives of many gay people in China. We've discovered that we're not alone, that there are millions of people like us in the world, and that it's okay, it's natural to be gay.
Chu was fortunate. He says many gay people in China's countryside still believe they're the only ones. Homosexuality is not talked about, and if it is, it's still seen as a disease. But Chu's experience growing up in ignorance in rural China says a lot. The internet has transformed urban China and changed the way people from all walks of urban life relate to each other. The problem is that more than 800 million people in China's countryside are not on the internet. In fact, some 85 million of them are not even able to read. Rebecca McKinnon analyzes China and the internet at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. She says there is very much a digital divide in China, but the new technology may gradually start to address that problem.
In China now, a lot of villages have cell phones when they don't even have landline phones. And so as the cell phone systems become more sophisticated and have include web access, internet access on the cell phones, I think you will see larger segments of the population getting connected in as you see wireless networks developing in the countryside eventually.
As the countryside starts its first baby steps just to get onto the net at all, urban China is already widening the digital divide by moving into weblogs. There are now about 500,000 bloggers in China, among them a young journalist who uses the English name David. He says a major impetus that started people blogging was one very sexually liberated woman in the south of China called Mu Zimei. In 2003, she decided to express her liberation in a blog, including all the explicit details of her affairs.
This is quite coincidental. She about sex.
Mu Zimei started blogging about sex and about having sex with famous pop stars. She became an instant celebrity in the cities, and everyone suddenly knew what blogging was. Though for a while, I think a lot of people thought blogging actually meant writing just about sex.
But David says for most people, blogging, like use of the internet generally, is about neither sex nor politics. He and his wife write about their pet cat, they put recipes online and review movies and books. In short, a rather unremarkable e-diary. But he says the medium itself is changing everything.
New media enable everyone to talk to everyone. It's not like before when it was just the minority at the top who were able to talk to the majority underneath. The web has totally decentralized everything.
And that is really the point at the moment about the internet in China. Not that it's necessarily helping the little guy to plot revolution against the Communist Party, though there are no doubt some who are trying to do that, but simply that it's enabling the little guy to know things and communicate with other people in a way he could never have done before. Bearing in mind how information was controlled less than a decade ago, that is a revolution in itself. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.
Tomorrow, Rob Gifford explores whether this social revolution will eventually translate into a political revolution.